Blog Talk Radio.
You know I love you, right?
Love you too.
Ain't nobody got what we got.
No, no. Wanna be with my baby.
Yes. It's head built from the concrete, baby. Don't get no better than this.
And down, made a lot of bad mistakes, but we've always had some good times, and through it all, you held me down, baby, you've always held it down, ooh, oh yeah.
There were times when I was afraid, and wanted you to leave, but you stayed right here by my side. Never let me go, you always stayed around.
That's right,
you stayed around.
And you've been so good to
and
me.
And it doesn't matter, I know, whatever comes our way, you know, you and me, we gon' stay together.
Just wanna give you, make love to you.
Love
you. If you wish you on a rocket fly, keep on loving till we touch the sky.
Reality and relationships. Good evening. I am your host, KL Belvin, and I want to say thank you for joining us tonight with my lovely co-host, Tiffany Braxton Belvin. Are you there, love?
Of course I am.
There she goes. We want to say thank you for joining us as we do every Thursday night. This is what we do to try to tackle. We consider ourselves gurus. My wife has got me to buy into that term. I'm not the biggest fan of it, but we are relationship gurus that we do what we can to offer our unique insight on relationships from various angles, not just the dating relationships, all type. Business relationships, work relationships, hell, even the relationship with your mailman. We try to discuss everything that has to do with social interaction amongst people and we bring our unique perspective to the table. We're on every Thursday night from 8 to 10 here on GQ Palace Radio, and we love the support. And if you're listening to us on the computer, fine, but if you want to step away from the computer and take us with you on your phone, you can call in at 646-200-3838. And if you want to jump on and ask us a question, by all means do so. Just press the number one and talk to the host, and they'll take it from there, and you can get on and speak to us. So, love, how are you?
I'm doing better.
Oh, yes, yes. We had another eventful week, which I'm sure you will explain to the people. So without further ado, why don't you tell them what your week was like since we were in the hospital early this week. Why don't you fill them in on what was going on with you?
Yeah, actually, this past weekend, I was admitted this time. I spoke about last week I was having contractions, and due to the fibroids that I have, they're actually growing, which is common during pregnancy because the fibroids basically feed off the nourishment and the extra blood supply that you have in your body while you're pregnant, and they grow. So the doctor explained to me that what tends to happen is the fibroid begins to outgrow its supply, and it's because of the size of not getting as much as it was before, and then it starts to die, and it causes pain, and the pain is excruciating. And the first time it happened was the end of November, and I went to the emergency room because I just thought it was just regular Braxton Hicks contractions and didn't think anything of it, but it lasted way too long, so I knew something was different. So this time, I felt it come on. Again, I thought it was Braxton Hicks, but again, it lasted too long, and the pain was worse than the first time. It actually got to the point that it was really difficult for me to walk, and I told KL that we needed to go to the hospital, so we went to the hospital. And they actually admitted me. They gave me pain medication, and they wanted to monitor me for 24 hours. And they monitored the baby several times within the 24 hours. They put the fetal monitor on me. They took my blood pressure several times within that 24 hours, which my blood pressure was excellent. There was so much going on. I think I woke up every 2 hours. I got rest, but I didn't get any sleep because I woke up every 2 hours because someone was coming in the room to check my blood pressure, to weigh me, to check my temperature, to put the fetal monitor on, to bring me food. So it was an interesting 24 hours, but thankfully the baby was okay. And actually, my OB-GYN, she stopped by because she was delivering a baby at the hospital. She stopped by about almost 5 o'clock in the morning just to check on me, and she said that it was just so funny that all the things that you would think would be complications, because of course I am overweight, I'm a big girl, and you have things that are concerns like gestational diabetes, high blood pressure, which I'm taking medication
for, and your age, and
my
age.
Yes, at my age, it's all considered high risk. And none of that is what is making any complications with being in pregnancy now. It's the fibroids. She said it's something that she would have not, she knows it can happen, but it's not something that she would have focused on from the beginning. And now everything as far as health and nutrition is under control, and it's absolutely nothing that they can do about the fibroid pain. And basically, it's just about getting through it, getting through these last 13 weeks. And 13 weeks is not a long time. I just realized 13 weeks will be here before we know it, but you're talking about 13 weeks of possibly being in pain because they can't continue to give me medication, especially the medication that they gave me, because it will begin to affect the baby. So I have to pray, meditate, and do whatever I can to get through it. So far, since we left the hospital, I was discharged on Monday. I haven't had any pain, thank God. But I didn't anticipate having pain from the last time we were at the hospital. And it can happen at any time. And the doctor said that it can actually get worse. And from what I was reading from different post message boards of women who had this condition, it can actually be worse than actual childbirth. So the pain. So
we gonna rock out. We gonna pray, and we gonna rock out, and we gonna make it. We've been good this far, so we're not claiming nothing negative. And so it's going to be what it's going to be, and the Lord's going to take it from here. The Lord didn't waste all this time to bless you with a child just to have you go through it. That's my belief. So we're going to make it happen.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Yeah, and I feel that way, too, taking one day at a time. And actually, I'm not doing as much as I was doing before. Before, I was trying to do a bunch of housework. I was still being my stubborn self. I was still going out on job interviews, trying to look for, you know, part-time work, even full-time work if I could. Because, you know, when you're used to having two incomes and then you cut down to one, it makes a real big difference. And we're not making ends meet, actually. No, I'm not going to say we're making ends meet. We are working with what we have. I think that's a better way to say it. But I decided that at this point, I need to concentrate and focus on the baby. So I had to cancel my trip to Florida. I was actually supposed to go to Florida on Tuesday, which was disappointing. And I had so many people contact me to say, I know you're not still going to Florida. I know you're not still going to Florida. I'm thinking, well, if I feel better, I'm not in pain, there's no reason why I can't go. But after speaking with the resident doctor at the hospital, she said that she didn't think it was a good idea. And, you know, I thought of it. I had to think that, you know, it's, although I was looking forward to the trip, it's not about me. I have to think about the well-being of the baby. And
your husband?
Yes, and my husband. If I would
have
gotten
I have to be here worried.
What you said?
I have to be here worried, but go ahead. Just leave me out. Go ahead.
And that's what I was thinking, too. If I got to Florida and away from my husband, away from family, and something happens, then that can be a situation. And who wants that? You know, I wasn't going alone. I was actually going with a good friend. But she also said, do you really want to be away from your doctor, your husband, your family, if you get out there and you start having contractions again? So I thought about it. I said, you know what? I'm not going to go. And, you know, the most disappointing thing about it, I'm starting to realize it. I don't know why I didn't realize it before. Maybe I didn't realize it, but I think it's my naivety that I realized Monday morning about 6 o'clock in the morning that I was not going to Florida. And I sent the email to the production team of the pageant where I was supposed to judge in Florida, saying, you know, what the circumstances are. And even one of them is my Facebook friend. So she's seen the updates of me in the hospital, in my hospital gown, taking pictures and everything. There was no reaching out from her, the judge coordinator. I sent the email to her also to say, you know, this is the circumstances. I won't be able to be there. Just to even acknowledge that you got the email to say, okay, I got your email, you know, feel better, something. There was absolutely nothing. And I guess
wow.
it's par for the course, you know, that people, they concentrate on what they're concentrating on, and sometimes you're a non-factor, and you have to focus on you when other people are not making you, you know, their priority. So you have to make yourself your priority. And that's what I did, me and my baby.
Okay, there it is. So, anything going on anything else going on this week?
Not really. Just I've been resting with my feet up. Actually, I cooked dinner tonight, and KO loved it. KO, my husband, loved it.
Yeah, KO the baby loved it. KL the baby liked it too. So, yeah, it was very nice. It was very good to come home to a home-cooked meal. And, you know, as I told you this morning when I got your text about, you know, you not being able to make breakfast, don't worry about that. It was actually good to come home to eat and not have to pick up anything or anything like that. So I have to admit that was a very good thing.
I believe it's funny because I did text Kale this morning because I was really, really tired, and I had promised him I would get up to make him breakfast, but I was tired, and I went to bed late. But I just believe that although I'm home, there's no reason. I mean, I'm not immobile. I'm not on complete bed rest. I can still get up and do stuff. So I said to him that I would just go to bed earlier and get up so that I can get up with him to make breakfast. And then he says to me, well, you don't have to worry about it because, you know, I won't be getting up 6:30 in the morning to make you breakfast.
No, I said if I had to get up at 6:30, you might not get breakfast. So, yes, I ain't going to lie. That's a little early. You'd have had to rock that by yourself. But, you know, one thing I wanted to say, also is that we have a guest coming on today, Lauren Green, and I'm very happy for this brother because he's been a supporter of you and I. We met a couple years ago, but I just wanted to let folks know. So if you tuned in to check out Brother Lauren, he will be on a little bit later, around the 8:45 mark. So, you know, don't tune out and then come back just to check him out. You stay right there and check us out. But Brother Lauren Green will be on, entrepreneur, author, poet, all of that. And we'll definitely get into a conversation with him. I forgot to discuss that at the opening, but we normally hide what the topics are until a little bit later on the show. But, you know, in this particular case, I know he's invited people to tune in to listen to him, and I'm happy for that. So I just wanted to let those folks who might be tuning in for the first time to know this is the routine of our show, that we discuss what the week was like. We do the news, and then we come back. We'll get into a nice conversation with Brother Green. My week has been good. Listen, these are the last couple weeks before school ends. I returned to Facebook after fasting for a little while. I needed to pray and take a step back because I found that I was allowing social networks to dominate too much time. And I think when you're doing business for yourself, it's very easy to get lost in social networking because you're trying to stay connected to people. You're trying to keep your brand out there. You're trying to do different things. But I had to remember it's about the Lord first and foremost, before anything else. And is what I'm doing connected to what's going to help grow my walk with the Lord? And I needed to take a step back. And in doing so, in that time that I was fasting, one of the first things I realized is the number of filthy and disgusting things that people post in their news feeds who claim to be people of faith. I'm not worried about those who don't. I mean, there's people who tell you, listen, I'm going to do me. I'm not into that whole Christian thing, Muslim thing, whatever, and that's cool. Do you. I have no problem. You know, you make whatever choice you need to make. But I do have a problem with so many folks who will, in one post, look like they're ready to strap the cross on themselves, climb up the mountain, beat themselves. And then the next post is, check out these hoes twerking. Yeah. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Yeah. Or, you know, the language or anything else. And I'm saying to myself, okay, I can't judge what's going on inside. I don't know what they may be dealing with, but I can judge action. And so what I decided is I need to pull back from that. Not that I was involved in any of that, but I normally would allow that to cause a reaction. Then I said, no, I'm just not going to even get into that. But I'm not going to delete them because I need to keep that line of communication open so they can see what I'm doing with my walk. So maybe when they see that there's less conversation to the nasty and negative things that they're doing, and I can now present things in a different way, maybe I can kind of offset that and maybe open the lines of communication to a different type of discussion, which might make them consider. So I did a video yesterday. I believe it was yesterday. And I'm going to continue to do videos from different times. Sometimes I forget that I am an author and entrepreneur, and so I need to start promoting the business. I have a new book coming out in January, Soldiers of the Cross, along with Brother Maurice Gray Jr. and Isaiah David Paul, two very talented authors. We're doing a Christian fiction anthology, which should be out very soon. I think it's set for January 7th release. And I'm excited about it. My return to fictional writing. And then he sent me the email, and it looks like we're going to be writing our second anthology set for a September or October release to be ready for the Christmas holiday of next year. So I'm excited. So the week has been a good one. I think my biggest thing going into the holiday is, as you said, living within the means that has been presented to us. I'm not stressing, but I am concerned about the things that I am doing, because I believe that there's more that can be done which would secure income for the family. And I just need to sit down and reevaluate how I'm going to go about getting that, and who do I need to carve away, and who do I need to get closer to, so we can start to build on the things that we have. And of course, creating quality professional products is another thing too. You can spend so much time with social networks that you forget that you have to write, or you have to get into the studio, or you have to just do whatever. Well, I'm not doing that. I'm sitting down and getting my work done. School has been quiet. No major issues at school. I'm realizing that sometimes when you work with other professionals who don't push as hard as you do, you can actually get them in trouble by the level that you work at, because the principal had asked me a question today. And when I explained to her my reasoning for what I was doing, she said, well, you're not even an English teacher, and you're working at this particular level. Why is it that I can't get other folks to do what you do? And I said, I can't answer that. I can only tell you how I go about doing things. Well, of course, that opened up the door for her to go to the English teacher. And, hey, look, basically put her on blast. The English teacher got upset with me, but as I explained to her, I had no idea what you were doing in your classroom. And I'm not going to work down to where you are. I'm going to work up to where I know these kids need to be. And now, if that shines a light on you, then that means you need to get yourself together. But I ain't going to lose no sleep about it. And so she, I guess, going to be, I won't get no Christmas card from her. But I also realized.
Do you think the teachers think that you did it maliciously or to get her in trouble? Or is it happens? I've been in that situation, too, where I do my job so well, it makes others look incompetent, and I'm not doing it intentionally.
It could be both. I mean, they know that I'm friendly with the principal and that I came in to the school when she came in, so there's always that. But I can't worry about it, and that's one of the things that I wrote about today, too, is that you can't worry about certain things. When you're working or when you're trying to build a brand, if you need to do business with somebody because they're going to help you do your brand, I'm not worried about what they do over there, unless it's just something that's malicious. Now, if you went to child pornography or something that's just disgusting, no, I can't rock with you at all. But if you're working with somebody who I don't like or respect, you know what? I'm not even going to speak negative. I'm just going to say, let's just do this business. I'm out. But if you ask me to work with them, then I will give you my reason why I can't. And if it costs me money, so be it. In school, teachers are very territorial. But the system has changed. You no longer can just lock yourself away in the classroom and it's about the students and yourself. You have to be able to show data now. You've got to be able to show data on everything that you're doing, as well as you have to collaborate with other professionals inside the school, and they want data on that also. If I push the kids that I teach to a higher level or attempt to, and that shows you in a negative light, step your game up, because I'm stepping mine up. Because here I am teaching a subject that I'm not even licensed to teach, but because I was given the class to teach, I'm going hard. If that now puts you in a bad place, so be it. Come at me. Come at me. The one thing I have always protected myself with on any of the jobs that I've been in, and I've been at this job for 17 years, I've been teaching for 17 years, is that I allow the fact that I'm professional to protect me. Now, does it always offer protection? No, because I've been ran out of some schools. But, you know, it's just what it is. But other than that, my week has been great. So what we're going to do now is we're going to go to the news, because, you know, Tiff is going, I know she's going to find something to depress us. Because, you know, after Tiff finishes the food, you want to jump off the roof.
No.
No what?
See, that's where you're wrong. Because every week you say, I find some depressing news. I find some sad news. This week is the exception. This week is the funny news.
Believe it when I hear it.
Anyway, I'm starting off with a story I read about a stand-up comedian that his name is Randy Leakey. I think that's how you pronounce his last name. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing it wrong. But Randy Leakey came up with this idea that he was going to make cookies that looked like cell phones in order to fool police officers who may be driving by into thinking he's talking on his cell phone, and then they would pull him over. So he intentionally, he was in one lane going in one direction, the police car was in the other lane going the opposite direction. He intentionally made a U-turn to get the police officer's attention, to drive past with the cookie in his hand, pretending that he was talking on his cell phone. So, of course, the police officer pulled him over, and he took a bite of the cookie and basically asked, is it illegal to drive and eat cookies? So, of course, the police officer was annoyed because it wasted his time. He told him to wait right there. He went back to his car. He came back to Randy Leakey, and he said to him he had outstanding tickets. He took him into the police station in order to, he had to pay his unpaid parking tickets or he would have been arrested.
Behind got arrested playing around with cookies.
So he basically learned his lesson because
I bet he did.
It was so stupid. How do you do something that's going to cause, bring attention to yourself when you have the law behind you in a way that you have outstanding parking tickets? At least make sure your plate is clean before you do something crazy like that. But anyway, the joke was on him. He and his cell phone-shaped cookies. And you know, funny, they actually look, he went a long way to do it. I have to post a picture on Facebook on the GQ Palace page so that people can see it. But it was funny because they actually looked like a cell phone. But anyway, the next piece of news, it's actually been on TV the past couple of days, and it's been all over Facebook, is the Colorado boy, the six-year-old who was suspended for giving his classmate a kiss.
Did on a hand, right, or something like that? Didn't he kiss the little girl on the hand or something?
Yes, he gave her a kiss on the hand, which I thought was such a cute gesture. I said, you know, why are you going to bother this little boy? He's 6 years old. He made such a cute gesture. Of course, he probably likes the little girl. He gave her a kiss on the hand, which is so cute. And they suspended him. The school suspended him. They stuck by the suspension because they have a very low tolerance for their sexual harassment policy. So basically, he was told that he could not come to school for the week, and his mother was outraged. Now, initially, when I heard this, I said, you know, I think it's going too far. You know, 6 years old is a young age where kids don't always know the appropriate and inappropriate things to do or even say, because I've heard some things come out of kids' mouths that make you cringe, and they just don't know because no one has taught them. So I said, you know, this is going a little overboard, that they can actually sit him down and explain to him that what he did was inappropriate, that he shouldn't do it anymore. Until I found out this was the second time he did it to the same little girl. And the first time, he actually kissed her on the cheek, and the school addressed
him. So he's a stalker. He's different. See what you got to read to see what's going on.
And
you have
school,
to read.
Maybe with the mother to say, you know, it's the same little girl, he kissed on the cheek. So now he turns around however long later, because they don't give the actual time frame of when it happened, and he kisses her on the hand. So then I had to think, how would I feel if I was that other little girl's parent, that he already did it once? It should have been explained to him at that point, it's inappropriate, don't do it. But then he does it a second time. Then I read even further, his mother admits that he has a discipline problem. And he's had problems with his staff. Can we see the boy that gave him a kiss on his hand? But obviously there's some issues. So now it's not just a matter of, oh, this was cute, he gave her a kiss on the hand, but that he might not be socially appropriate, that something might be wrong. And it needs to be addressed. And maybe they think suspension is not what it needs to be, but if you're admitting that he has behavior issues and this is not the first time that he's kissed this little girl, it has to be addressed somehow.
Wow. Well, as an educator, I'm going to say, yes, that is wrong, because one time and kids being playful, and I have not really worked directly with the little ones because they drive me crazy. They're so small. They get up under your feet. I'm a big dude. No, you know, I listen. I actually really want
to
work with the little ones.
Little kids.
I'm not falling on top of little kids. You know what it is? It's dealing with their parents at that young age, because you still have that. They haven't let go. Situation, and parents are overprotective with the little ones, and
yeah.
I can't. I would mess around and be locked up, then choked out to my child, choked out to my mom's dad. Now I'm good. Do you have anything on that story with the padded room? Yeah, that they were actually talking about a little bit this morning on, I believe it's Power 105 in New York, and they were talking about that developmentally disabled kid or a kid with learning disabilities they have a padded room, so when things get way out of control and they can't decide what's going to happen, they put them in a padded room. And I know it was a topic of conversation today on the radio.
I've heard about that before.
I have worked with emotional disturbed children and autistic children. I have worked with children where they actually had a room like that, but it was a private school and the parents had signed up and agreed with it, so it wasn't like there was any status federal laws being broken. The parents actually agreed, and the only time you could actually put the kid in that particular room is when all the behavioral techniques that were taught to us have now been rendered useless, and the child was in jeopardy of hurting himself, others, or property,
right,
or whatever. And then
right.
You actually have to stand at the door and talk to the child and try to get the child calm. And I was listening to a lot of the folks that were tuning in, and they were basically saying we were raising a child to think that jail was the alternative. And I had a little problem with that, because if you've never seen an emotionally disturbed child lose it, it is not a pretty sight. And because of their size, age, they can get into places and on top of and into things where trying to get them out can become more of a danger than how they got in there. Whether it's climbing on top of desk or kicking desk over or climbing under desk, it makes it very difficult when you're a teacher trying to get to these kids. And then the fact that they hurdle things, that's throat things for you guys that don't like to read. they throw things and trying to protect the other children. And, I mean, I've been in a classroom where there's like five of us. You know, there's a couple of teachers, a couple of teacher's assistants, and a couple of paras. It can still get out of hand because we had 10. So if you have one child wilding out and 9 kids you got to protect and only 5 adults, and you're trying to get more administration down to the room, in that time, you could be surprised how in a quick couple of minutes things can go really out of control. So I was interested in just hearing that. And not that I want to bring it up for conversation, but just think about that. Like, what do you do? Because I don't know. So it's just something I wanted to bring to the table. But I know you still have more news, so go right ahead. I just want to toss it in when I heard you talking about the little Don Juan who's trying to romance his cheeks. What's next?
Well, this next one sounds really funny, and it's been all over the news. And I found it even more funny because I actually have a cousin who is hearing impaired. So do I. The sign language interpreter for Nelson Mandela's memorial.
My man said he was seeing angels, or he was bugging out.
Oh, my goodness. Because initially when I read the initial article, they would say he was a fake. He wasn't really doing
right,
sign
well,
language.
Set it up for them differently. Explain everybody what you're talking about so they can be clear on what you're explaining.
Well, at the Nelson Mandela Memorial Service in South Africa, there was a sign language interpreter. So basically, from what I understand, he has interpreted different events throughout South Africa, even for Nelson Mandela himself. So now he's here at the memorial. He's standing behind President Obama and all the dignitaries that have attended this event, and he's making gestures with his hand and his mouth. And the hearing impaired community, of course, they can tell that he's not saying anything, But we can't, he's not saying anything. So Twitter blew up. What is he doing? He's just babbling. He's not really doing sign language. And it came out that he was a fake. That's not even the worst of it. The worst of it is they said he admits that he had a schizophrenic episode during the memorial, and that he was seeing angels, and that he has been violent in the past because of these schizophrenic episodes.
And you're standing next to our president.
Yes, and you're standing next to not just our president. There were so many different dignitaries there from all countries. That it's just,
he had just lost it and started offering them.
It's beyond how he was able to get away with this. But the bad part about it is I was reading one of the dignitaries in South Africa who was actually hearing impaired as well had made comments about him and his sign language before, and nobody seemed to address it. Like, this wasn't the first time that someone questioned it. But I think because the Nelson Mandela Memorial was such a big event that so many people were tuned into, that all over the world, people probably said, wait a minute, something's wrong. What's going on here? And I found it funny because I remember I was sitting at my cousin, the one who's hearing impaired. She has a friend that's hearing impaired also, and we went to the restaurant. So my cousin actually speaks. She talked not as clear as we would talk, but she talked clear enough for me to understand what she's saying. So she would do sign language, but at the same time talk. So we're having a conversation, and she would interpret for me when her friend was doing sign language. And then her friend started talking sign language to me, and I looked at him, and I didn't have any response. So he said, in sign language, do you understand what I'm saying? I said, no. And he was so confused. He said, but you understand what your cousin is saying? I said, yes, because she's talking. And it was just so funny because he was making all the gestures, and I'm looking at him like, I have no idea what he's saying. And he could tell I didn't know what he was saying. So it just was funny to me to, when I actually watched a video with President Obama speaking and then a sign language interpreter behind him, and knowing that he's not really saying anything, it was just so hilarious. I just can't believe that. And imagine how much money he's making to do this. How long have you been able to do this for years?
That would have been the perfect security moment where they come and grab my man off the stage, just like in the movie with Chris Rock. Security, just snatch him up, keep it going, because at this point, there's no reason.
You know this is going to be a Saturday Night Live skit for real, because it just didn't make any sense. That man was on stage in such a grand event and making a mockery out of it. It's just, how does this go on for so long?
Exactly.
It just doesn't make sense.
Anything else going on? No sad news.
I said no sad news. Everything was
yes,
funny.
No sad news. Yeah, I can't. Yes. You did good. you know what? I tell you what. It is 8:38. We're going to take a two-song break, and then we're going to set the table for our guest tonight. Brother Lauren Green will be calling in at 8:45. So we're going to take a two-song break, and then we're going to come back and get ready to have his interview, and let's chat with this brother and see what he's got going on, because I think you're going to enjoy what he's trying to do, and it'll definitely set you up for your holiday shopping if you still have something to do, which I know a lot of people wait to the last minute, and some things that this brother is working on will actually help you with that. And I'll allow him to explain more when we come back. So, again, I want to thank you for tuning in to Reality and Relationships. We are here every Thursday night from 8 to 10. We will be back in two songs.
About the oven. so feed me. Your lips saying they need me, baby. Lay it down, hold your legs back. Walking round like you all that. Turn you down, grab the towel, now I'm all wet. I blow that body kiss, it's so delicious, girl.
Can I frisk it?
Can you take a couple licks while I'm kissing on your lips? Let me make your body drip.
Can I frisk it?
Can see you go with passion. Ooh, she like it nasty. Wanna have you gasping.
Can I frisk it?
I'm sucking on that bottom lip, that bottom lip. I'm sucking on that bottom lip, baby. Got you going crazy. Thirsty for you like an alcoholic at the bar. Treat you like my favorite piece of candy out the jar. That's what you are. You are. That's a little treat, baby. Won't you let me eat next?
You know.
Hope you're feeling hot, girl.
Oh, oh, oh.
Girl, I'm gonna kiss your baby spot. Don't you tell a nigga stop, no. Lay it down, hold them legs back. Walking round like you ought to have. Grab a towel, now I'm all wet. So delicious, girl.
Can I frisk it?
Can you take a couple licks while I'm kissing on your lips? Let me make it.
Can I frisk it?
Can see you go with passion. Ooh, she like it nasty. Wanna have you gasping.
Can I frisk it?
I'm sucking on that bottom lip, that bottom lip.
I'm sucking on that bottom lip, that bottom lip.
I'm sucking on that bottom lip.
'Cause I never had a love so pure. It's because of you, I'm sure. And with you by my side, girl, we can conquer the world. Hey, yeah.
I feel like I can conquer the world
with you by my side.
Unconditional love,
baby. That's why you bring out the best in me. 'Cause you are the best, baby. And if I could do it again, you bring out the best in me. 'Cause you are the best, baby. So if you're feeling like you got that girl, you think she's the best, you think she's the world, throw your hands up and say to the world,
she's the best, she's the best.
Next time you see a chick and she thinks she's fine, look her in the eye, be like, nah, my, she can never be like my, 'cause she's the best, she's the best girl. You bring out the best in me, 'cause you are the best, baby.
Welcome back to Reality and Relationships. I am your host, K.L. Belvin, along with my lovely and very pregnant wife, Tiffany Braxton Belvin. We thank you for tuning in, and we are going to go straight into our special guest, this brother, Lauren Green. Well, you know what? Let's bring the brother on, because I want him to explain everything that he's got going on. So, brother Lauren Green, are you there, brother?
I'm still here.
Good evening, brother. How we doing?
Good evening, brother KL and wife Tiff.
Hello, how are you?
How are you doing? First, before I start, I would love to say that you and your wife are a blessing. You are a ministry, and you are doing very great service. Period.
Oh, wow. Thank you, brother. Thank you so much.
I'm thankful to know you, brother.
Thank you. Now, listen, man, you know what? I got to give the credit to you, because you came over to introduce yourself to me when we originally met, and I'm going to let you explain everything that's going on. But I do have to say that we interviewed you a couple years ago on our other radio show that will remain nameless. And we loved when we had you on, and you and I have remained in contact with each other since. I have seen you grow, and I've attempted to grow myself, and I've seen you grow business-wise, and you've been a supporter of ours. So it is definitely our pleasure to have you on, because I think, like anything else, brothers who are trying to do positive things have to stick together, and sisters. We have to be able to support each other. We have to be able to uplift each other. And if nothing else, we got to be able to fellowship with each other, so at least we know we have a positive place and with folks. So I definitely want to say that to you. Now,
amen.
Brother, let these folks that have tuned in to hear you tonight, let's start from the top. Tell them who you are. Just run down who you are, and we'll jump in as you're breaking it down. But let the folks know who you are, what you do, so they can get a feel for who you are.
Absolutely. My name is Lauren Green. I'm from Plainfield, way of Piscataway, currently live in Elizabeth, New Jersey, and I am currently 36 years old. I am an author of autobiographical poetry, where when I met with Kevin and his wife a few years ago, I had just released my first book called Mortally Immortal, which was a master volume, which consisted of six books, a culmination of six books' prior works that I merged together. And it took roughly, I would say, almost 15 years to complete that manifest. Shortly after, in 2009, I released, shortly after, in February of this year, I literally released the final volume, which is called Diary of a Waterman, and that is also an autobiographical piece of literature slash poetry. And with that, it contains another six volumes, volumes 7 through 12. So basically, the books that I've created from in a poetic form illustrate how I see the world and how the world sees me in multiple perspectives.
And what's, give me, with the works that you created, and I, as myself as a poet, with the works that you've created, what's the one thing that when people sit down to absorb your works, that they're going to learn from what you wrote down? What is something that they're going to absorb from that, that is actually all you?
Well, each master volume has 512 pages.
Wow.
And that was in by design.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that the end to me justified the means.
Okay.
Thus, you know, I wanted to reach a certain point. I believe that I had enough in my experience and was experiencing, and through what I was experiencing, to poetically synthesize that into literature. Now, I think what will capture the audience slash the reader is the journey, the depth of the journey, because it wasn't something that just took like a year to write. It literally took between the two master volumes, I would say, a good 17 plus years.
Okay.
So each piece in the book, you know, displays the lineage of time that I travel as I walk through life to get to this point today. Inclusive of the book is over 512 pieces, meaning there's roughly 512 topics.
Wow.
So every topic represents a different, you know, avenue.
Okay. Now, brother,
go
right ahead, because you just blew me away when you said each one. And I know we talked about this before, so excuse me if I'm sounding all excited again. Because I know I said this before, when I think of 500 pages of multiple books, how do you commit yourself to get that? That's a lot of work. That's a lot of pages, and we're not even talking God knows the number of words on each page. And how do you commit yourself to sit down and get that out?
It's on a topical basis. Each piece is topical. So some pieces might have taken a day. Some pieces might have taken a month. You know,
okay.
Or some pieces I might have just thought about it and, you know, started etching them out almost in a canvas form, and ultimately came to a point of completion, which would take you to the next piece. So the pieces actually tell you a story. It's very hard to, I mean, a lot of people tell me that they go from the middle to the end to the front, but they also find themselves going back to the front all the way to the end in its entirety.
Okay.
And they also tell me that it's not a book that you read overnight, because there's so much information in there. It's basically my instruction in my diary beyond the Bible, and whatever literature, you know, I read through my academic acumen or through my travels, you know. So what my objective in this portfolio of books was to illustrate a journey of a man that was growing spiritually, academically, professionally, you know, relationship-wise, moving from ground 10 to ground 0 to ground 8 back to ground 10, you know, to
gotcha.
Where I'm at right now. So it's not all sugar-coated. You know, it gives you all the realities of life. And I think what people really enjoy about the book, even in a lot of its sad, even in some of its highlights, which could be ultimately very positive or intellectual or even saddening, is its reality. And the breadth of a human being is that we are dynamic in nature.
Mm-hmm.
We're not just set to one subject matter. We can do anything we put our mind to. And that was one of the reasons why I took the book from the standpoint of, I took the journey from the standpoint of a building as opposed to as an author. More of an architect as opposed to an author.
Hmm. Interesting. I know when, because I know Mortally Immortal, we had that when we had interviewed you before, and I know a couple of the folks, once we had got off air, they were stuck in it. They were
really
going back and forth. Yeah, and you know, we hadn't spoken since in a while. And you know, I don't know why it didn't. I guess once I heard you mention the title, I guess it came to me, because actually I have my notes down. I was going to ask you something differently, but I started thinking about it. I remember that I was driving them home, and I had, what happens is when we get a gift, and you got four people, and a fight could break out because you want to know who's going to. So I said, okay, I'll tell you what. I'll give it to one of you. You go ahead, you read it, and then if I, you know, want to get it back, because I had started reading it, but I said, okay. And the brother that got the book actually never gave it back to me. And once
that's
the show broke up, you know,
that's what happened.
But he did say, he was like, yo, this brother is extremely deep. And I guess for myself, being connected to you and seeing the things that you do, I already knew that. And I already, again, because we had met at the book event and had shared a conversation, I knew that you was a very deep brother in terms of where you go with your work. And I think that's the one thing that got me, is that you come from very various angles. So people have many entry points to where they can see themselves in your work. So someone could be completely lost in one section and all of a sudden find themselves in another section. And I think that's always the sign of quality work, when a person, multiple people, could hold it in their hands and feel it for multiple reasons. That's what we strive to. But let me ask you this. With such a mass collection of information, how has that transferred over to when you're out trying to sell to multiple areas? Or do you stick to a particular finite market, or do you just go out and deal with people and let them find their way with your work?
To me, you know, from my standpoint, you know, and I'm going to be fairly selfish, you know, in my answer. I wrote this because it was my testimony.
Okay, excellent.
This was my testimony. And, you know, the rights and the wrongs and the wrong turns I've made and how I got back up, you know. And I wanted to be extremely honest with it, you know, as well as the things I've seen, you know, because growing up in Plainfield and ultimately living in Piscataway, those are two different worlds. But
okay.
I had to manage a lot of properties with my family, you know. And so with that, I gained a lot of experience just working, you know, in multifamily conditions, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing that I always kept in mind was that, you know, education is key.
Yeah.
You gotta keep on educating yourself, because that's why we have a mind, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We have a mind to ultimately evolve our spiritual being. But we have to tap into our mind to allow us to tap into our spirit, you know?
Definitely.
So you have to go through a journey, and that's what's so interesting about it. And so from my standpoint, I look at it as a point of instruction. Things that I've written about have actually, you know, have actually occurred post the book.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's like
mm-hmm.
I foresaw things that are occurring now.
Okay.
That are actually written in the book. And it's also for future generations, because also in the book I have about 5 to 7 generations of my family lineage in the special thanks. So that one day when our my family or you know, even to this present day, looks at the book, they can say, hey, you know, these are our matriarchs and these are our patriarchs.
Gotcha.
You know, so...
Go ahead, brother.
So I felt like I should take the artistic liberty, the individualistic liberty to do whatever I wanted as long as it was quality, you know? And from that, I realized that I had many different psychologies, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I just had many different, you know, that's why one of the titles of the volume is called The Psychologies of My Philosophy, because mm-hmm. I had many psychologies within my philosophy, which created me the being, the person that walks this earth, you know?
Mm, deep. Now, I'm looking at, and you're not a person that just talks about the educational aspect. You have the educational pedigree, a very impressive educational pedigree. Now, my question is, and I know I go through this often when dealing with folks, how intimidated do people get once they learn about, and I want you to discuss your educational background so folks will understand what I'm getting at. How often do you find that folks get intimidated by your educational background to where they can't actually get to enjoy you as just the man that you are because they get caught up in the alphabet behind your name?
I don't really put my signature on things. You know,
because
it's pretty long. I really don't. I don't put my signature on things unless it's almost a legal circumstance. You know.
Uh huh.
But it's up to them. You can approach me like a regular person because I am a regular person. You know.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, you know these you know God has given me the ability to sacrifice and through the energy He's provided me with. You know, to take those extra steps to prove a point, you know, to A, further our generations through the opportunities that are being provided by these doors that are opening up, you know, from having this education, you know, / these trades. But then at the same time, it also, I think people look at me because I'm easy to approach. I'm not a hard
Definitely.
Person to approach, you know.
Definitely.
So
I can agree. Definitely a cool dude to approach. Well, actually, cool dude to speak to. So anyone that sees this brother, don't get nervous. Talk to the brother. He's all that. He's definitely someone to converse with.
So my point in life is to be a beacon of positive energy. To be a beacon of positive energy. That's my point in life.
Gotcha.
And you know, I would like to magnify, you know, my skill set. And attach myself in conjunction with people like yourself, like your wife Tiff, so like somebody who's trying to understand how the authorship business works, or even get involved into the internet realm. You know, my job is to be a conduit for change. You know,
excellent.
I'm not about the revolution. My book does not talk about any revolutionary topics. It talks about the evolution. I don't care about the revolution because when you revolve, you're circumferencing the same plane. When you evolve, you go to another plane.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Now, anybody that stop for a second and listen to what that man just said, if you got to run and go get your thesaurus, run and get your dictionary, please understand what evolution and revolution is, because we got a lot of brothers and sisters who want to burn down the communities. But don't understand that you actually to build them means you have to evolve past what's the norm. And that means we actually have to fill ourselves with information so we can become an enlightened being, so we can leave behind the foolishness that we were connected to. That's part of that evolution that you need to be a part of. And this is one thing that I respect with this brother, is that his message hasn't changed in terms of reaching a different place. And he starts with self, and I think that's one of the biggest things that we all need to do. Look in the mirror and ask ourselves, what are we doing to push ourselves to another place? And trust me, there will be someone there trying to get to that level, if not a higher level, that will be there to help you. But you got to first start with self by looking in the mirror and saying, how can I do it? So please continue, brother, because I think that's very important that folks understand that.
Yeah, you have to. So that was the reason why this was the number one, what you just said, to bounce off what you just said, was the number one reason why the master volumes, Mortally Immortal and Diary of a Waterman, were focused on my essence.
Okay.
Because I couldn't write about anybody else but me, or what I see and how things see me. You know what I mean? But the, but the way I wrote it was in such a perspective that anybody could read it and have their own interpretation. So I didn't just basically write it and say, this is the definition. Boom. I wrote it and said, there are definitions in here, and you can culminate those thoughts, and you can use them to introduce dialogue for whether you like it or not. But either way, it is what it is, because this is my life.
Very nice. Please break down your titles for me. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me step back.
No, that's all right, man. I love you guys.
I apologize for stepping in.
Yes,
like you got my brain moving at like 1,000 miles, because I want to get it all in before we get to the other stuff too. So please forgive me, because I'm excited. Because like I said, I love your work, and I love the person that you are, and I love what you do. And
Thank you.
I said to you before when we talked, I'm going to be there to support you in any way that I can, because
likewise,
I know you're trying to do some positive things, and I respect that. Your titles, please, for the people listening, how you came up with the titles, because they're interesting. Because they're not standard by no means, but they're heavy. So please break down your titles for me.
Okay, so the first master volume is called Mortally Immortal. And before I even get into, you know, the meaning behind that, the books that are within that are called Visibility Through Invisibility, Green Diamonds in the Sky, 36 Chambers to Success, The Sleeping General, War and Dinner, and A Pack of Black Eagles. Those six books combined equals the title Mortally Immortal. Now, Mortally Immortal, we are mortal beings, right? We are mortal beings. We are born on this earth to ultimately fade and go to a higher or a lower place. Period. Right? Now, from that, the immortality of us is the gift that God gives us to become who we are supposed to be, which is a blessing to other people.
Amen.
And that's where the immortality comes from, because at the end of the day, they might not remember your name, but they'll remember your work.
True.
If it was representable.
Very true. And you're seeing that with Nelson Mandela right now. You're seeing that after Mandela's death, you're seeing the effect that his life had on so many other people, that this soft-spoken man of courage changed the world with his life. So he will forever be immortal, because that will never be forgotten.
That's right. I mean, when I first came, I was literally sitting on the train one day, and I was thinking, what is the title going to be? And I'll get into the cover, because I'm not sure if you remember the cover, what it looks like, but there's a story behind the cover in itself. But I was on the train coming home from work one day from New York to New Jersey, and it was cold out, and I sat next to this guy, this random guy, right? And I said, you know, and I don't really talk to anybody, you know, on the train or anything like that. But, you know, something just hit me in the head and said, let me ask this guy a question, right? And I said, what do you think about the title Mortally Immortal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, doesn't make any sense, right? And right then and there, my mind said, I smiled, because I knew that I had something good. I knew that I was right on target, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because for at least 15 years, you know, into the making of that book, I have been going through a series of dreams, right? So all the covers of each book is based on a series of dreams. But the cover of Mortally Immortal, where you see the two caves and what have you, the man coming out the caves, those were a series of dreams through almost 15 plus years, that one day I just woke up, you know, through one dream, I said, they all came together and I understood them.
Mm.
And that was the cover. And I
okay.
just sketched it out, you know, and made it happen.
Okay. See, that you know, and I like anything because I don't like anything that is copied. And I know with the title that Tiff and I try to create for authors as well as my own, I like abstract. I like things that are original because it takes thought and it means something. Even if people pick it up and can't get it, even if people pick it up don't like it, when an author puts himself into the cover and can get that and then looks at it, they know. And others that will start to feel what they're creating will know. And sometimes that's all you can worry about. Those that don't stress. It's the way I feel about the faith. I don't worry about those that don't get it because they're not going to. But those that do will rock. Tell you what.
So that was Mortally Immoral. That was the purpose for Mortally Immoral.
Hold on 1 second. We're not going to go anywhere. We just want to take a quick break.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take a one-song break, and we're going to come right back. You're not going anywhere, right?
I'm good.
So definitely. So hold on. We're going to take a one-song break, and then we're going to come back, get into your second title, and then I also definitely want to talk to you about the e-commerce stuff and the website because I think that is so important to what a lot of authors and we'll discuss it. We'll keep that from them. We're not going to tell them everything right now.
Right,
so this is author, entrepreneur, all-around great dude, Lauren Green, on the air with us right now. We want you to hold your spot. We will be back in one song, and we're going to continue learning more about this fascinating brother that we have on tonight. This is Reality and Relationships. I am your host, KL Belvin. My lovely wife is in the cut just chilling and listening. We'll be back in one song.
Here's a story about a young girl, true and all, been through it all. She was only 16, but swore she knew it all. No family, no one to call, in the world she's lost. Skipping school, letting all the boys inside her drawers. Getting higher, more than weed, I'm talking coke and speed. She feels cool with something that she don't really need. She barely reads and writes, running with them D's at night. Sleeping with grown men in search of a sweeter life. She sells her body for a sweet price. One sniff for that blow and she's in paradise. She wants to find herself, but has no insight. At night she cries for help, cause she don't understand life. At least the life she lives. What kind of life is this? For a young girl whose life is priceless. Precious as a jewel. But here's the sad news. She died of AIDS. Another gone too soon. Too soon. Too soon.
When you're dreaming with a broken heart, don't wake it up. It's the hardest part. You roll out of bed and down on your knees. And for a moment you can hardly breathe. Wondering what she really is. She's standing in my room. No, she's not. Cause she's gone, 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 gone.
He wakes up every morning after a good stretch and yawning, ready to face the trials and tribulations of the day. He feels his family doesn't love him cause he's gay. No one accepts him except for the ones he's sexing. He gets bullied in school, the kids treat him cruel. He wants to end it all but not sure what he should do. His heart is filled with blues, he has nothing to lose. Still he dresses in high heel shoes. With his long hair, lipstick and pretty jewels, it makes him to stay him and not change for them. So understood, somebody pray for him. All alone in this world, no one to take him in. I pray to God to make a way for him. He wants it all to end. Though it's hard to overcome the situations that he's in. Because he loves men, who are we to label that as sin?
When you're dreaming with a broken heart, don't wake it up, it's the hardest part. You roll out of bed and down on your knees. And for a moment you can hardly breathe. Wondering what she means.
she's not. 'Cause she's gone, 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 gone.
Mom and dad had a little baby girl, but the daddy wanna be in a little baby's world. So she grew up confused, thinking to herself, why daddy ain't wear them shoes to put on his feet, to walk her to school. The other kids' fathers did it, that was cool. She cried so much tears, she could've made a pool. She felt this pain all through grade school. Father's Day came, she wrote, I hate you. When that karma come, Jesus can't save you. Her conscience saying, your dad probably hates you. Show love to his son so he looks like an angel. On Facebooks and pics, it's all smiles. When she sit on the other side, it's all frowns. Now her little heart damaged, thinking to herself, will he care if I vanish? Mommy, why my daddy don't love me? Then her conscience say, probably think you ugly. Big day for her graduation. She texts him, are you coming? Please don't have me wait, don't have me wait, don't have me wait.
When you're dreaming with a broken heart, the waking up is the hardest part. You roll out of bed and down on your knees, and for a moment you can hardly breathe, wondering what she
Welcome back. Welcome back. It is Thursday night, and this is Reality and Relationships. And I got to give a shout out to our DJ. Can I get a round of applause for the DJ, man? Because the music is always banging. Thank you so much. Because the music is always banging in the background, and I'm just sitting and nodding my head. But back to what we had started earlier, we have Brother Lauren Green on the show with us tonight, and he is explaining to us what his two books are about. And we're going to go into the second book. And, Brother, we're definitely going to get into what you created and also what you are running, because to me that is so important to the entrepreneurs, that mid-level dude that wants to, and sister, I don't want to leave anybody out, that really has some works to get out to the world. And I also want to give you a little surprise that you might not have known. I'll tell you a little something about one of the brothers that you have on the site when we get to that. So we were talking about Diary of a Waterman.
Yes.
Please break that down for me, brother. How did you come up with that title?
Well, one of my nicknames is Waterman.
Okay.
You know, and
you care to share how you got that? I mean, if it's
yeah.
Rated G now.
that's one of my nicknames. I either go by Leg, L-E-G, which is my initials, you know,
uh-huh.
Or I go by Water, a.k.a.
Okay.
Waterman. And so the reason why, and that, this is what, you know, some people named me back in the day.
Okay.
A long time ago. And what they told me was, is because, you know, water is the essence of our life. We need water. And
mm-hmm.
In the Bible, water is the truth, you know?
Yes.
So I am a man, right? And the water man is a truth bearer. And I'm also Aquarian.
Okay. So
I love the water. I love the water.
Okay.
So I'm the water man. I'm all, and the water is like liquid, you know, water is liquid.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to business is all about liquidity, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm about business. At the end of the day, I'm about business. For me, business is personal. If I don't like you, I'm not going to do business with you. That's the bottom line.
Gotcha.
You know?
Gotcha.
So at the end of the day, you know, that name kind of resonates my essence.
Mm.
And so the Diary of a Waterman, this is the diary of my personification.
Gotcha. And
I think what this book did for me was it was confirmation that I was on the right track. that, you know, my works made sense from the Mortally Immortal, and that I had so much more to say, and that this was the, you know, the last section of all my testimony, you know, to the point. And literally, when I finished the book, it was the day that Hurricane Sandy hit.
Wow.
Literally, right? It was the day that Hurricane Sandy hit. And when I finished that book, because I envisioned, you know, the two books, the two master volumes in my bookshelf, I constantly envisioned it, you know, as I was writing it. And when the book was done, I literally shed a lot of weight, spiritual weight.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
I mean, it was,
now, are
it
they
was
both
just
in poetic form? Are they both in poetic form, or is it a
no,
mixture?
No, I would say there's there are 85% poetry.
Okay.
Then there's short story development in there, which takes you into my upcoming book, which is the Warrior series. So there's character development in there, and then there's also a lot of my philosophy from a business perspective and from a technology standpoint. So I what I did was I basically enveloped my brain and my train of thought and my wisdoms that I've received, you know, into this book, so that not only could you get a perspective from me poetically, but you could also get real application.
Gotcha.
To the sciences that I master in.
Gotcha. Well, let's move to
my formulas. I put all my formulas in there.
Let's move to your site, because you and I, as authors and poets, we could be here, and folks would have tuned off. We still talking books, as you know. It's when two eggheads get together. No disrespect, when two eggheads get together, we can vibe all night. But let's get to your site, and I'm gonna tell you something. TransactionCity.com, correct?
Correct.
Transaction City. Now, before you get into explaining what the website is, Brother Brett Frederick, Brad Frederick on your site. Brad Frederick. And I work with him.
Really?
And the funny thing, yes, I work with him, and I actually referred him to work with a friend of mine, because he's doing some illustrations for a brother who wants to put together a children's book. And so him and I talk a regular at work. We both work for the New York City Department of Education, and I know that he's a very talented illustrator. But what's funny is, the day I was uploading my book, after you had hit me up and asked me, did I do everything, I said, you know what, let me do this tonight. The night I got on, I saw two of his screens that night. I guess he had just uploaded them, or he was the last person to upload something. And I said, oh, there go my man. And we were talking about it at work, and one of the first things that we both said, that it was such a pleasure to be self-made businessmen and then working with a brother who's attempting to give a home to folks who want to sell their products, their talents, their services. So with that said, please explain what Transaction City is, what the benefits are, and what anyone listening can do or to give to someone else who creates, so they know exactly what's going on.
Okay, so TransactionCity.com is a global e-marketplace.
And what
that means is, a marketplace allows buyers and sellers to interact with one another. What Transaction City does is it allows the seller the ability to do multiple types of transactions. So, say, for example, you can do buy now, you can do auctions, you can do subscriptions, which is equal to transactions with reoccurring payment scenarios, like maybe a utility bill, or, like, let's just say a magazine or whatever, a magazine subscription, any type of subscription you can think of goes under the subscription realm. You also have e-ticketing. So literally, you as a seller can have an event, and your tickets can be, you can opt to say, I want to ship my tickets, or I want these tickets to be electronically buyers. The tickets can be sold in the range of donation-based ticketing, paid for ticketing, and even free ticketing. So you have various scenarios of ticket type transactions. Also, you can do wholesale, which is a transaction type in the form of a bulk transaction, a bulk quantity. You know, mm-hmm. At the same time, you can also do another transaction type is liquidations. Say, for example, you want to, you know, it's a derivative of the auction, but it deals with bulk quantities. So say, for example, you're a furniture company and you're selling, let's just say, a quantity of, you know, table sets, and you just want the best price that you can get for it. It goes, it's a auction scenario, but from a bulk quantity standpoint, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then we also have classified ads. And classified ads is what it is. It's a, something where you can do transact, where you can communicate, solicit your product or service, and ultimately, if you want to be able to do the transaction, you can turn that into a buy now product. So all of our transaction types are editable. You can edit them on your desire to fix your transaction need. From the buyer standpoint, what makes this whole environment so awesome is that they can buy from multiple sellers with one checkout, period. Now, we use PayPal right now because that's a global standard. And this is a global marketplace, and it's also a very secure service.
Gotcha.
Very secure and compliant service. So the Transaction City, the site is free to use. There is no service fees. However, PayPal does have service fees, but that's not associated with Transaction City. If you were to use PayPal for example, a transaction outside of Transaction City, you would still have to pay the PayPal fee. But that is our gateway for transactions right now. We'll soon be offering credit card transactions. We'll soon be offering credit cards, multiple types of credit card transactions. So what you see on the site only really represents 30% of what will be there in May. We're constantly taking feedback and adding more value in the next.
What type of products? And I know, but I'm asking, what type of products can be listed on Transaction City?
Any type of tangible product or service can be listed on Transaction City. We range from apparel all the way down to pets, period. I mean, you can do anything. We go down to four layers of, you know, from category to subcategories. So all the categories that Google offers in their Google Shopping, for example, are also available on the Transaction City. What's also awesome is anytime you place a product on the site, as soon as you place your first product on the site, your store is created on the fly. You don't even have to customize it. It's created on the fly. So now you have a landing page with which will display your products, you know, to a community in a store format where you can edit everything. You can
that was going to be my next question for you, too. Go ahead. That was going to be my next question, because if a person wanted to create a store, how would they go about it? And you actually answered that, because that's also, to the entrepreneur, something that they need to consider, is that if the store is already made, can they edit or add to or rearrange that store?
The store, it has its own format, has its own layout.
Okay.
And, to conform to the Transaction City. But they can put their own banners on there, and they can also have a profile image, and they get their own dedicated URL. So what they're also able to do is they can do store-wide promotions, which is like discounting on a percentage or on a dollar amount for whatever, you know, for their total sale. Or they can do product discounting. Product discounting can be any, you know, we do the full range of discounting, all the way from buy one, get one free, to dollar, to percent off, to buy X, get Y discount off, the full range of discounting we offer on a product level. So what we have, I mean, I've done a survey of over 220 some odd people, you know, within the course of 2 years. And my question was, name me five sites that you can go to, and I'll even ask you this question, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Name me five sites that you can go to and sell anything to anyone, anywhere around the world.
Five sites.
That you can go to and sell anything to anyone.
I guess eBay would be one.
Okay.
eBay would be one. I guess you would have to create your own website would be the second option. You're just talking about sites themselves?
Just marketplaces.
No, half.com is limited. They only do books. Let's see, eBay. Go ahead, hop in, Amazon. Go ahead, hop in, darling. I was wondering where you were. Amazon, eBay. Where else?
Well, Amazon, you have to be a accredited seller.
Yes,
you have to be a qualified seller.
You have to pay for your service. Yeah, and yeah, yours is free. Okay.
You got eBay.
Wow. You got eBay because you don't pay anything, but you have to pay on your transactions, though. And so you're actually better in that aspect because on eBay you do have to pay for your transactions, and there's a fee when you're setting certain auctions up, too.
There's a fold of fees. eBay just offers buy now and auction. They started off with auction, and they offer buy now, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Transaction City, as I explained prior, offers seven different transaction scenarios.
Okay.
What this means is that, you know, not only do we provide you more transactional functionality, right, at no
mm-hmm.
cost except for the PayPal fee, right, we're also saying to you that you've only been able to label one site so far, right? You want to put Craigslist
in
there?
Yeah, and I'm thinking about it as you're talking. I don't think of too many that offer what you offer, because I know I couldn't wait to put my stuff on the outside of my website because of what you showed me. Actually, when you invited me back, when I started reading it, one of the first things I said was, yo, this is outstanding because this brother is giving you an opportunity to do so much. So to have my website in place and then to have a secondary site that people can go to, because people get sometimes antsy when going to a person's website. They worry about their credit card information. Even though I use PayPal, as you said, it's global. So folks know they can go to PayPal, know that their payment is secure. And I actually have that on my website so folks know that the security is in place, because most folks use PayPal. Like you said, it is globally. So I use it on my website. So when I saw that you were connected to that in Transaction City, I made sure, and I'm going to go back and put, I'm actually trying to get the other authors that I deal with, I'm trying to get them to do the same or allow me to do the same under a Braven store, but I have to get
Absolutely.
Permission for them first. But I
Absolutely.
Did send out information to them to say, this is a site where if you don't have a website, you should be there. I really can't think of four other sites, brother.
I'll give you one. You want to throw in Craigslist?
Really? But Craigslist is more...
No, I'm just asking you. You can throw it in, right?
Yeah, you can throw Craigslist in, yeah, because people do sell there.
But then I'm going to have to shoot that out, because Craigslist is only classified as... You can only solicit. You can't do transactions on Craigslist.
True. You can only set the picture up, the email, and what's going on. You can't do anything with that.
You can't do anything else. You can't do it. It's not transactional at all, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of smut on there, a lot of confusion.
and weirdos.
Exactly, right? With Transaction City, as a seller, you can dictate your own shipping method. Transaction City doesn't do any of your shipping fulfillment. You, as the seller, dictate your own shipping. So let's just say you want to do priority mail, UPS, FedEx, whatever, or even have a larger item be picked up from your location, so be it. You can dictate that on a product level, not just on a store-wide level. You can dictate your shipping parameters domestically or globally on a product level.
Gotcha.
You know
gotcha.
What I'm saying? We also allow for Google Maps. This month we're putting in dashboard reporting so you can see your metrics. We're including MailChimp. You ever heard of MailChimp? The bulk email distributor?
No, yes. MailChimp is the when you want to do your email campaigns and when you want to do your mass mailings.
Exactly. So that's going in next month.
Correct.
You know, so that,
okay, there you go.
Going in next month, MailChimp. So that way, if you have a MailChimp account, it's totally integrated into our site. So sellers can collect emails, can import existing email lists, and distribute them via the compliant MailChimp platform, you know, integrated directly through our site, and select products from their inventory to be positioned in that communication. We're also offering something similar to a Facebook chat where buyers and sellers can cross-communicate, you know?
Okay. So that's coming on. Let me ask you this, mm-hmm. because now I'm going to ask some of the business questions that some folks may be listening to. So if Transaction City offers all of that,
yes.
what does Transaction City, how does Transaction City get paid to be able to offer such outstanding services, and how are those payments being collected, if any, how are they being collected from those that are selling or from those that are buying?
Okay. So, like I was mentioning before, there are no service fees, right?
Okay.
And we're only charging, I mean, PayPal is only charging right now. The way that, so a bit of history on this. The version that you see right now, TransactionCity.com, is over 20 years. This whole concept is over 20 years old.
Okay.
I've worked, my father, this is a brainchild of my father's.
Wow.
And
okay.
I've been working on this thing since high school, and I've been building and destroying concept by concept, and ultimately it came to me and said, hey, we're just going to specialize in transactions. We are going to be the most proficient in transactions. And at the same time, we are going to come in from a utility standpoint, right? We're going to be like a utility, meaning, for example, on Amazon.com as an author, right, I make
mm-hmm.
very little money, if at all, on a transaction.
Speak on it.
I don't make
any
money. Even on the downloads, I don't make any money. You know,
the only
reason why I go there is because it's a point of exposure, right?
Yes, you need the exposure,
now,
but they hold you hostage.
You're held hostage, right? And you can only get on there through a publishing, period. So the average person who's not, you know, tight in their paperwork isn't getting on there, you know, isn't represented correctly, isn't getting on there, right?
Well, they charge you a yearly fee. They charge you a yearly fee if you want to set it up to do your own publishing. But the problem with that is you now got to do a ton of paperwork that you may not understand, so you would still lose sales if you want to deal with Amazon that way. So you're definitely 100% right.
And now when you go to Amazon.com, they don't even have books on the homepage anymore.
No.
Which was their
focal
point.
Up. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So they don't represent the author by any means. That's number one. Number two, we're making history. We've already made history. We are the first black-owned and operated global e-marketplace in the world, period.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
Period.
That is true.
I just asked you, who is a person, and out of over 220-plus people, to name me five companies, right? And this whole
mm-hmm.
entire World Wide Web, right? This whole entire World Wide Web. And you stumbled to even produce two.
Yeah, they're not there. And I'm an independent entrepreneur, and trust me, I always look. And I was there with you before, and then when you redid the site and invited me back, and I saw the changes, I was even happy with the changes, because anything that allows me to be able to place my stuff somewhere where I know people can see it is an invaluable resource, because you're being charged everywhere else that you go, and then you're limited when you do go to those places simply because they want their money, but there's no guarantee to exposure, and then what exposure you get, you're still going to pay for that. So your site does what you say it does. I can contest to that.
Now, what's also awesome is every product that you place on our site is 100% sociable. You can share it on any social network.
Yes, that's a fantastic feature. Yes, definitely.
Now you can do your multiple
marketing and not have to keep leaving. You can stay in one place and send out what you need, which a lot of entrepreneurs miss. Understand that is that when you have a fully functional site, when I can now write something, send it out here, and I don't have to leave, now you're able to reach more people in less time, which puts your product in front of people on their screens faster, which in the internet is important.
We're giving the seller and the buyer the opportunity to do so much, right, in one mega platform that is very clean, right? But the,
mm-hmm.
at the same time, what we're doing is we're creating a standard. Now people are going to be rushing to get to our point. We're not Web 2.0. We're Web 3.0 and beyond, you know?
Gotcha.
What we're doing is we're creating a standard. Thus, to get back to your point as to why we're not charging, it's because we're creating a standard, you know? We produce high quality items. What we want to do, what we are going to do is change the game. We are going to change the game. You
understand
what I'm saying?
No, I definitely do. You're doing it, brother, because if anybody does their research, and this is what I wanted this brother to get to so you could really understand how his mind works, is that what he's telling you is not just some fabrication. He's not telling you something just because he wants you to check him out. If you go to TransactionCity.com, if you look up from Jigolo to Jesus, my book is there. If you look up from Braven Publishing, my service is there. And actually, my wife is looking at it tonight. I have to go back so I can rearrange how I want to set up the service so people can clearly understand what my business does on his site. And I put it there, even though I have it on my website, because of the traffic that I know will come there because of all of the things that is being offered. I have a coworker who is an independent illustrator, as I mentioned before. His screens, the work that he draws is up there, and it's incredible, but it gives him an opportunity. And him and I had this conversation about how we, one, enjoyed the fact that it was black-owned. Let's keep it real, that the fact
keep
that a brother is doing something that is incredible, and he's doing it on the level that it needs to be done at. One of the biggest problems I have is that we always seem to be three steps behind in a race and fighting to catch up, and then when we catch up, the race changes direction. He's staying out in front because, listen, he put me on blast. I couldn't come up with four other sites. And you need to go take a good 2 or 3 days. Just read. Just read everything. And then go through all the different links of the different products that are there. I was there earlier today. That I saw an exercise bike that was like $2,000.
Yep.
There's a yellow jacket from Marvel Comics. A bus that I was actually, if I bought it, my wife would have knocked me out right now. But I'm a Marvel comic junkie, and I thought that that was pretty cool. And then when I clicked on the dude's store and I saw that he had a Doctor Strange one, I thought that was cool too. But like I said, right now, if I'd have bought that, the wife would have got at me. But there's so much that you can sit and just look to purchase. And I mentioned earlier in the show that with the Christmas holiday coming up, to have a site where you can do all of your shopping and have everything delivered in the time that you need. And remember, you're dealing with, most cases, you're dealing with the entrepreneur, the business person directly. They place the product there themselves. How much better is that to know that you're buying a product that the person who created it put it there? You're not going third party, because when you start to go third party, they want to charge extra. You're dealing in a third-party site, but you're dealing with the people directly. You're dealing with me directly. So whether you go to my site or go to Lauren's, either one, you're dealing with me directly because I put my book there for you to purchase.
And nobody wants to lose their PayPal account, period.
Exactly. Exactly.
Nobody wants to lose their PayPal account.
Yeah. So you're not going to get too much
fraudulent
behavior
activity
on PayPal. Yes, 100% right. And PayPal is thorough in that aspect, thorough.
So now at the same time, not only can you do new items for sale, you can do used, you can do refurbished, you can do antique, you can do anything that you want to sell. Say you're moving from your house or your apartment, right, and you have some furniture you want to, you know, relinquish. Then you say, hey, I want to sell it. I want to sell this couch as a buy now, and I want to solicit this coffee table as a classified to see what I can get for it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. I mean, the bottom line is I've worked on this concept with my father, and I took it by the rein for over 20 years. So it wasn't like I was – and the first time you saw it was the beta, which was last November.
Yes, yes.
That was the beta just to get the feedback and to get any glitches out. But now out of this whole global internet, we have the opportunity to seize the market share. And we're doing it, you know why? Because we have integrity. We're doing it because what we're doing is we're saying it's time for a change. It's time for a real change, you know? It's time for a change that impacts our pockets, you know? It's time for a change to say, hey, a brother did this, right? A brother, and this is one of the reasons why I sought out all of these different credentials, because I know that I'm going to have to battle many sharks.
Yeah, very true.
I know that I'm going to have to battle many sharks. And I know that my team is formidable in structure and in skill set. But at the same time, you know, the top is just as strong as the bottom.
That's true.
So our structure is very strong. We're not using some third-party technology, you know, to create our site. We built this from hand. So we're not relying on anybody to not be available in our site.
And the Lord is going to bless that. And the Lord is going to bless that because you're a righteous dude. You're an honest dude. And like you said, you built it from scratch. And the Lord favors those who use their talents to enhance the lives of others. There's nothing that I've ever taken from you that is remotely selfish. Everything that about you is given. Even when you came over to me at the table to introduce yourself, you were giving. And this site, and I told you before, feel free to come by and post your links anytime on my page, because I want folks to understand what you're offering, what Transaction City is. It is something that has been unseen, and we've been so conditioned. And I've been saying this about Amazon.com for years, is that I don't mention Amazon when I'm out promoting my books. Now, someone will say, do you have books on Amazon? So I have to bite my lip, and I go, yes, I do, because the minute that I say that, in the back of my mind, I know that's where they're going to go to purchase the book. But what people don't know is that Amazon holds you up for 55% discount to do business with them. So that's how they're able to offer their products at so much less than the norm. Then they charge you another fee. So when you're said and done, when you sell a book, you've made really no money. You've made maybe a dollar or two compared to whether if you sell it from your website or if you sell it to someone directly. And I try to get folks to understand religiously that you are better off supporting an author by dealing with them directly from their website, from their e-store, whatever they're doing. This particular site, Transaction City, becomes that global marketplace where, like I said, you can stay on one site and do shopping for everybody in your family. That is a positive to you as the buyer, and it helps the middle level to lower level entrepreneur get his product or her product into the hands of people that they may not get to on a normal basis. This is when it's time to dig in the sand and say, I'm going to support change. Not talk about it, but do it. This is what Brother Green is telling y'all right now. Get on top of this. I'm telling you.
And see, you understand, and the people who are patronizing and the people who are coming to the site are understanding. At this point, we launched on October the 6th of this year. Officially, we did an official soft launch on October the 6th. We started tracking our numbers on October the 13th, right, to see how we were doing. As of today, we've scored over 12,000 hits to the site.
Wow.
Right?
Okay.
I mean, and we haven't even started yet. We haven't even started. But right now, we're just preparing ourselves. You know what I mean?
Now it's the holiday season. You need to triple those numbers in the holiday season and thereon going into the new year because of what you can do. Man, Brother Green, listen, you know you're in my prayers on a regular because I don't know how to get it across to anyone, and I hope anyone that comes back to listen to this, and I'm sure that they will, because I'm definitely going to post it again on the page, and I'm definitely going to post it on all my social networks as well as on my blog, is that if you know anyone who has something to sell or yourself, you need a place to be able to do that. We all use PayPal in whatever form or fashion. Most of us use it pretty much on a regular basis if we're doing business. To have a place that will automatically set up a store for you, to have a place that you can put all of your products and it be under the same location, and then you can control the banners, which means you can put up what goes around that so when people go there, what they see. You create the product description. You set the prices. You set everything about how you want to sell this. What else could you ask for? And then not have to pay the fee. Here's the key. The fact that you don't have to pay the fee, I'm not even going to talk about the PayPal fee. That's just the cost of doing business. But when you have a site that's not going to charge you, then that means you as the buyer have a benefit. You as the seller have a benefit. Please pass this on to other individuals so they can at least come and check it out. Before you denounce it, before you say, yo, they up to something, take 2 days. Don't post anything on the site. Just go and read. And then once you read, go and look at the products on the site. My books are on the site. Brother Brad Fredericks, and incredible. He's on Facebook. You can look him up. Look at his portfolio. His work is on the site. Go through the different links of the different categories of stuff that's being sold and just look at what's available. You will not want to go to any other site to purchase anything. New, used, or in between is there.
And see, and from my perspective, from the money standpoint, I don't live for that, you know?
Gotcha.
Like,
gotcha.
I don't need a vest. I have a force field. Do you understand?
Gotcha.
I don't need a vest. I got a force field. You know
great
what I mean?
Comment. Great.
I don't have these type of needs. You know, I don't have to prove anything to anybody. You know, these are things that are here to enrich cultures, to bring economies together, to stimulate the fact that we, the people, are what create civilization, not these greedy functions that do not repurpose their brand for the commonwealth of our society. You understand?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And,
yes, sir.
And,
you know, I know.
I mean, let's just put it like this. People, and this is why I spent so much time writing the books. This is why I spent so much time, you know, getting the education. This is so much time why I spent so much time working on this particular product alongside other things. But it's because things don't happen overnight, you know?
No, they don't.
They don't happen overnight. And as I walk, you know, I keep God in my breath, period.
Amen.
You know, I don't.
Amen.
I don't just. I keep them in my breath. You know, and that's just
Amen.
How I live. You know, because I've gone
Amen.
Through my own trials and tribulations, and I know what it is to just be at the rock bottom. You know, and I know it's not a good thing, and I also know how it feels to accomplish things of greatness, but then at the same time, how it feels to become numb at the fact that you've accomplished so much that it doesn't even matter anymore. An accomplishment.
Amen.
You know what
brother,
I mean?
Brother, I definitely understand. We got a few minutes left. I want you to take the time out right now, and I want you to run down the titles of the books again, where they can purchase your books. Give them the website again, transactioncity.com, but you can give it to them again. And I want you to give everyone listening something that you want to leave them with tonight before you go, because I'm so blessed that you came on, and I'm so thankful that you... No, I'm serious, brother. I'm definitely glad that you shared the time, because people need to hear from brothers like yourself. People need to understand that this networking that I try to do is not just for myself. It's that there's so many brothers and sisters out here fighting to hold on to their spot and get people to notice them for the good things that's out here, not for this ratchetness and foolishness that people would like to feed us, but for the things that can actually nourish the spirit, nourish the body, nourish everything. There's brothers and sisters out there. They're just being talked over. They're just being, it's a landslide of foolishness out there. So anytime I see a brother or sister trying to do something positive, I'm there to support. So run down everything. I don't care what link you want to give. Put it all out there for the next couple of minutes so they can write it all down so they can reach you in whatever form or fashion, brother.
Okay, so the first thing I need to say is, I'm very thankful for yourself and your wife. That's number one.
Thank you. Thank
right?
you.
And, you know, the kings and the queens that you are creating is just the blessings through generations like sand on the beach.
The credit to
that's
God,
number,
man.
That's,
credit
that's
is
number
Lord.
One.
Credit is Lord. There you go.
That's number one. Number two, you are actually the first radio show that I have done since I've been out again. And I did that because you are a beacon.
Thank you.
You know, so I waited Thank for this moment. And that's why I you know, I kept on plugging at you, you know?
Thank you so much, brother. I appreciate it.
So you this radio show is the first time that I have actually, you know, communicated any of my messages verbally.
Wow. Wow.
Right?
Amen.
So to the success of all your endeavors.
Thank you.
I also have to say that you can go to transactioncity.com and sign up and register. If you have any issues, there's a feedback form. We'll communicate with you ASAP. We're very diligent. We're building, and we're going to continue to build, and we are going to be the standard. You can go to transactioncity.net to realize all of our social activity, because that is our blog site. That is transactioncity.net. Transactioncity.com is the marketplace. You can go to Lauren Green, L-A-W-R-E-N, as in Nancy, Green, G-R-E-E-N-E, Lauren Green, www.thebeatmaker.com for my personal website, which is where I also sell books, but you can get my books directly on discount at transactioncity.com. I have also got 4 albums, which are literally taken from my books, spoken word, and they're actually professionally produced in the studio with custom tracks, custom beats, custom music, and it's been getting great reviews. I mean, it's been getting great reviews. So we've got 54 right now, 54 actual song titles. If you're an artist that's looking for material, I have a great amount of quality content that you can purpose for your musical activity. Just let me know. Just get in contact with me. So producers and artists, you know, talk to me. If you are somebody who's looking to have me speak at an event, give me a call. I'm very interested in laying out my format and being a subject of observation. I'm very interested in letting the world know, or the groups of people that I communicate know, my formulas. I'm not hiding anything. Period. I want people to grow from the effort I put together, you know, because they helped me get to this point. You've helped me. Your wife has helped me, you know. People have helped me, and I have to help people, you know. So, that's really all it is to it. I mean, I'm blessed, and I'm thankful.
You got it right in the right time. You got it right in the right time. And, brother, before we let you go, again, I want to say I pray, and I'm going to continue to pray, that the Lord walks with you diligently and that he blesses all the things that you do. And I know for a fact that the Lord blesses those who do work with their hands, who create with the talents that he's given them. You've been a positive and upright brother since I've met you. You've been on your grind, and I will continue to do what I can to support your movement because you've supported mine, but also because I'm a believer in what you're trying to do. And I think if brothers and sisters listening to this, whether it's today, Thursday, December 12th, or later on when you listen to the archives, please do not hoard this information. Give it to as many people as you can. Do not make the decision for them that they don't have anything to sell. Just simply say, these are two good brothers you need to support, and let the information fly. Let it land where it's going to land. Too often we want to make decisions for other people. So, brother, before I let you go, again, I just want to say thank you.
Let me give you my number.
Go right ahead. Give it to
me. My telephone number is 732-558-6749. Again, 732-558-6749. Call me for any business-oriented subject matter, period.
Gotcha. So, brother, again, with us closing, what do you want to leave the people? What's the last word you want to leave to them for the night, directly connected to who you are and what you're about?
I'm about the evolution. This is the new breed of the black man and black woman.
Amen.
You know, my job is to carry on our forefathers and take us to a height that is considered an apex. The question I would ask everybody is, what do you do when you're sitting on a golden mountain?
Something to think about. It is. Hold on right there, brother, because I don't want you to leave. I want you to end with us. Tiffany,
oh,
there, darling?
Please, just give me one more thing. And you guys, you and Tiffany are definitely going to ride with this movement with us. I got you. Seriously,
definitely.
I got you.
Thank you so much. Well, we're definitely going to be there all the way. Baby doll, what you want to tell the people as we close out tonight? Because I know you done sat back in the cut just listening.
Yes. I was listening. It is so interesting. I did not know about Transaction City before today. And I'm definitely going to use it. I'm going to promote it and tell other people to use it. So I'm looking forward to it. I wish you much success. Definitely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Really
definitely.
Thank you.
And for me, Well, I have my wife and Brother Green on. Again, I'm going to say to everybody listening, Tiff and I come on every Thursday, and this is a relationship show. Well, you can't get any better with relationships than what we're trying to attempt here. Is as Brother Green said, you know, our forefathers fought for freedoms that we misuse. And as an educator, every day I walk into schools, and there's a part of me that dies a little bit when I see the way our young folks act. But what keeps me involved is because I have the honest belief that I can make a difference in the lives of children. And I have actually seen it with the young men who have come back and have shared some of their successes with me by saying, things that you gave me helped me now. So when I hear brothers like Brother Green doing what he's doing in a site like TransactionCity.com, these are the things that we have to support. These are the things that we have to get behind. So I'm going to simply say to anybody listening, please do not hoard this information. Please do not keep it to yourself. Come by the site, check it out, post your products, and then pass that information on, because we need to have something that we control. Let's stop giving away our power, and let's start changing. What I would do on top of that golden mountain is find a way to have other brothers and sisters sit up there with me, because sitting there by myself on a sack of gold does nothing. So I just wanted to throw that out there when you answered it. I would try to find as many ways as can to get other brothers and sisters on the top of that golden mountain with me. And with that said, I want to thank Brother Lauren Green for being on again. Go to Transaction City. And my lovely wife, you can close us out.
I want to thank everyone for tuning into Reality and Relationships this evening. Like always, we are here every Thursday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking about everything, relationships, love, work, education, family. That's what we do because we're gurus, as my husband.
All under the umbrella of the Lord. All under the umbrella of the Lord.
Definitely, definitely, because we can't do anything without him. So
Amen.
Tune in next Thursday, and we will see you then. Thank you.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night.
You know I love you, right?
Love you too.
Ain't nobody got what we got.
No, no. What are we?
Built from the concrete, baby. Don't get no better than this.
We've had some ups and downs, made a lot of bad mistakes, but we've always had some good times. And through it all, you held me down, baby. You've always held it down. Oh yeah.
When I was afraid and wanted you to leave, but you stayed right here by my side. You never let me go, you always stayed around.
That's right,
you stayed around.
And you've been so good to
and
me.
And it doesn't matter how
slow,
whatever comes our way,
you know,
you and me, we gon' stay together.
Just wanna give you, make love to you, put you on a rocket, fly, keep on loving till we die.